little bit redundant to me. How do you see it, Charlie?
Well, it was one of the things in the drill that we did with Wayne that I was very confused about.
Yeah, I was confused too. I was confused, and frankly, things were happening so fast I didn't have time to fill in all the blanks. So it seems to me the more efficient way is, as best you know the circumstances up front, you put it in the incident action plan, what the frequencies are going to be for the resource net and so forth. With one exception, I've already told you in email. That the resource net will be on channel 1. But you better be watching your emails between now and Saturday, because I have to send out an update to this email. Resource net will not be channel 1, okay, even though it says that, okay, and we're working out details right now, but it won't be, okay, and we'll explain why later. So anyway, so that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, you put in all the information, the frequencies, the PLs, and the offsets, and when the resource net assignment came through. Now, what's also confusing to me, we got all these boxes. Are we talking about amateur radio service or FRS or CBs or whatever? Now, if we had SUVs involved, those boxes look very small to me to get all the information in. Okay, moving on, the last section of the activation mobilization checklist on slide 30 deals with the nature of our nets, whether it's an open net, a directed net, restricted, or emergency. Al, correct me. Isn't it 99% directed?
Yes.
I have never heard of us ever using anything other than a directed net. Charlie, can you think of any time we would not use a directed net?
There are times, I would imagine.
But yeah. Well, like our resource net, our travel nets, those are pretty much directed nets.
Well, when we do the 4th of July, that's not a directed net.
Oh, okay.
Is it even a net?
It's not even a net, actually.
Yeah, it's not even a net. Okay. It's an open net. Okay, so it, what would it qualify for as? According to the definitions here, normal free flow of communications. I guess it's an open net. Is that correct? Versus direct, we know what directed is. Restricted radio traffic only. I don't know how it could be anything else than that. Emergency, life safety emergency. Emergency net. Maybe that's how you get around on our ICS 213 form, the one that the county endorses, which does not provide for precedence. Maybe this is the way you deal with prioritizing traffic. You have different nets, one for low priority, one for emergency. What do you think, people?
You need bodies to do
that. Well, yeah, you need a number of bodies, but I've never thought of that. You know, we have the discussion about the ICS 213 and whether we should or shouldn't provide precedence. But if, in fact, you had different kinds of nets, then you could in fact pass the most important, like emergency traffic, only on a certain net. Okay, you got emergency traffic, go to
5-2. Coordinating that countywide, it'd be almost impossible to people to know what net they should go to.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any organization I've ever heard of that uses that arrangement. Enough conjecture. Okay, so now moving on to slide 32, and we might just make it. Actually, it becomes easier here, slide 32 and 33. Because of redundant information as far as the way Wayne edited these slides. Okay, why standardized activation levels? Okay, it's the SITSTAT updates will be needed, will be distributed accurately and timely. Again, SITSTAT is situation status. You know, how big, how bad. Systems, including our backup systems, need to be created, tested, and evaluated prior. Well, that's a no-brainer. We need to, and again, the system is the notification, activation, mobilization. And the another reason why I have the standardized levels, I think the most important bullet on this slide is the third bullet. Operational familiarity decreases the time needed to notify volunteers, and moving on to 33, we have, again, this is a duplication. The only thing that's different on this slide is the first bullet. The other two are repeated from slide 32, is that volunteer coordinators and emergency managers have limited time to notify their volunteers regarding SITSTAT. Moving on, well, somewhere in one of these it says it takes less time, oh, we're going to talk about it in a minute, it takes less time to, less air time. That's one of the major advantages we'll see in a few, in another slide. So I'm now at slide 34. Okay, why? Okay, it minimizes, I think this is an incomplete slide. If you add the word minimizes using valuable airtime to provide SITSTAT information, RESTAT, resource information, designated mobilized members, explaining what a resource net or a travel net or a staging net is, and actually conducting them. And obviously, if we use the same tools, it seems it would be a much easier dealing with the SUVs and CVs, SUV/CVs. So that takes us to slide 35. Wow, we're gonna get out of here a bit early. Okay, standardized activation levels. Says also refer to course 261. Well, that's not part of what we're doing. Slide 36. Now let's take a look at the handout that has the orange box on the left and the normal notification, activation, mobilization, and recovery on the right. Okay,
oh,
as
so your slide 38.
Yeah, actually, yes, it's slide 38. You're right. This is slide 38. If we look at slide 38, which is a separate handout, then we see that SAL level, standard activation level 0, is normal. That's the way we are 99% of the time. SAL 1 is notice, and that's the initial notification of current or possible incident, threat, or situation. Kind of hard to read that. A SAL 2, which is alert, is local or adjacent OA volunteer radio organizations activated. Okay, now, I made a basic assumption when I said in my email we were already at Sal 2, that other organizations had all gotten the word also and been notified, which I think is reasonable given the drills coming. When we did the Plaza de La Paz drill, when Wayne was in charge, he did not tell us explicitly Sal 1 or Sal 2. But he kind of hinted in the class that heads up, if you hear on the radio that one of the other organizations, Tri-Cities or Mission Viejo or Laguna Niguel, if you hear that one of those has been mobilized, you're at Sal 2, automatically. Now, in the email, I tried to be explicit because we've got, you know, new people going through it, through this class, or could have on the tape. Sal 3 is standby. Okay, standby, no deployment or mobilization is authorized, notification of possible shift activation. Now, standby for me is when we do the resource net. You're in standby and you will be in standby until you get your mobilization code. And you notice that only Sal 3 is activation. There's two levels, three levels for mobilization. Sal 4 is stage. Now stage, what was the definition of stage according to ICS?
You're out of service at the staging area or a gathering point. You're not deployed to go to the event to work the disaster.
Yeah. That's partially correct. It's also that stage, according to ICS, was to have the resources close by, but not necessarily at the incident, but staged close by.
That's what you said.
Yeah, okay, maybe you said the same thing.
So out of service, but available.
Yeah, out of service. Well, that's out of service to me means you're not just flat not available.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Out of service was if you're at the EOC.
No, out of service says don't count on me. Now, when we do our restat check-ins for our resource net, always ask, are you available? Are you delayed? Which means you will be, maybe you'll be there, but when and for how long? Or out of service, which means don't count on me. Okay, so available means I'm available right now. I can report right now. Now, in fact, when we get to stage, when we're at stage and I'm on the resource net, one of the questions I'll say, are you ready to go? Okay, that means you completed your checklist, you completed your vehicle inspection, safety inspection. You have alerted family members that you're about to be deployed, and you're really ready to go. Or maybe what you come back to me with is, well, I thought I was ready to go, but I won't be ready to, I can't leave for another 10 minutes. So now you're in that kind of delayed category.
Just to backtrack a second, looking at, IS 100, and on page 6 of 24, talk about incident facilities and a virtual tour. Talks about the incident command post. says on a staging area, it says resources